Well, wow. What a Patriots game. I know that there are a lot of people out there that are doing the gluten-free challenge that are not from New England, but let me tell you something. That was an absolutely fantastic game. Holy mackerel, was that great. But anyways, I want to congratulate you on making it to week three. You have officially made it 80% further than most people do, because at the beginning, when people go gluten-free, they do not see the benefit. They don't see the benefit of going, because at the beginning, when you start going and you start eating gluten-free, sometimes you don't feel anything, but sometimes you even feel worse. You get a little bit more bloating. There are different things. Like I talked about in the last few calls, when you first start going gluten-free, you don't see a lot of changes. And most of the people that are doing this, or actually I should say most of the feedback that I've been getting, a lot of people this time are doing it for losing weight. But there are a lot of people that are doing it for improved digestion. There are a lot of people that are doing it for decreased inflammation. Now, that is really, that's the key to the castle right there. Gluten, like we talked about in the last call, causes something that's called leaky gut syndrome. And that leaky gut syndrome causes proteins to go through your digestive tract, interferes with the way your body actually digests food, and those proteins can affect the liver, those proteins can affect your joints, they affect your kidneys, and you don't even realize it. So getting to week three is a really, really good thing, because now once you start to get to week three, you start to see the benefits of going gluten-free. You'll start to feel that your thoughts are a little bit clearer. You can think a little bit better. You have maybe a little bit of a tighter stomach. You have a little bit more energy. There are different things that if you really are conscious about it, there are little subtleties that are a little bit different. And now once you start going into week three and then eventually going into week four, you really are going to start noticing some changes. Most people notice changes by the end of week four. When I first did this 8 years ago now, I didn't really notice changes until I started to add gluten back into my diet in week four, and then I kept it out for a while and brought it back in. But a lot of times people will start to notice changes in week three. I'm noticing changes now because during the holidays I wasn't gluten-free. Now I am gluten-free. And just to kind of share a little bit about my own weight, like I take my weight every morning, and my weight's pretty consistent. But I took my weight, and most of you know that I went to Mexico, and then I've been taking my weight, gained a lot of weight in Mexico, been dropping down to my true weight, which my true weight is 173 to 174. So I ended up getting some rest. I ended up getting 10 hours of sleep one night, which was, I really had to catch up because, Mexico and then doing some things. And when I woke up the next morning, I had dropped 2 pounds, and now I'm back to my weight, about 174.5. So there are so many different factors, because I know a lot of people are doing this because of weight loss, but just going gluten-free alone isn't a weight loss program. Just going gluten-free, alone isn't a health program. I want you to take this one step forward, and I want you to now start focusing on your digestive tract. I want you to start focusing on the foods that you're eating and how it makes you feel, because there's a big group of people that are doing this gluten-free challenge that are now going to start a cleanse, whether it's a weight loss cleanse or a liver cleanse. We're going to start doing the cleanse, and I'm super excited about this process because I was going gluten-free, 8 years ago. I started doing it alone, and then after doing it for about 3 years, I started implementing cleansing, and I was never a cleanser. I'm a nutritionist, so I didn't know much about it, and I really looked down upon cleansing. But once I started doing these cleanses, it really has made a big difference in my body, inflammatory-wise, in digestion-wise. I always would have a little bit of reflux, now and again, But once, and I've always had some brain fog, a little bit of joint inflammation, but about 5 years ago when it really started cleansing, it really has made a big difference. And the way that you're going to do this cleanse is you are going to, tomorrow morning, you're going to start with a shake in the morning and you're going to take supplements. Doing the weight loss cleanse and or the liver cleanse, it's the same process. You're going to do a shake in the morning and you're going to take your supplements. And then you're going to have a meal in the afternoon. That meal, I want to be a salad. Let's say you put your greens down on spinach or a bed of lettuce or a spring mix, and then put food on top of it. And that food on top of it, it could be avocados, and I go to Whole Foods, so I load up on the salad bar. And if you have a salad bar and you're lucky enough to have one, do that. I don't use dressing, I use oils. So I'll use the oil, sometimes I'll put meat on it, I'll use the oil in there. I'll use either just olive oil or coconut oil. I like to use oils because they're very dense, rich, fatty foods. Those are really going to help your digestive tract. It helps soothe your digestive tract, helps decrease inflammation. It gives you an enormous amount of energy at a small, I guess, weight of food. So, for instance, a bag of almonds. If I had a bag of almonds in my hand, or no, let's say sunflower seeds. Let's say I had a quarter of a pound of sunflower seeds. Now, that's a quarter of a pound of sunflower seeds. In order to get the same nutritional value of pasta, I'd have to have 4 pounds of pasta. So when you're eating, nobody's going to eat 4 pounds of pasta, but people will have a bowl of pasta and say, oh my God, this is a great, well, I'm Italian, but so my relatives would have a bowl of pasta and say, oh, that was a great dinner. But I now sometimes will have just, a small, like half a cup of sunflower seeds, and I will get the same thing accomplished. And people will say, you're crazy. How can a thing of sunflower seeds, be a meal? Well, if you look at the nutritional value in the how dense that type of food is, you can get away eating less food and get a higher nutritional value. So that is really what the key to the castle is. It's eating less food. So first, your body doesn't have to use as much energy to break down the food. There's not as less toxins in the food. So you eat less food, and you're going to decrease the amount of inflammation in your overall body, because in order to get a small amount of food in your body and still get the nutritional value, it's got to be higher in fat. So your oils, your avocados, your coconut, for instance, my snack is just a bunch of nuts, pecans, almonds, cashews. I know cashews have lectins, but still cashews are very good, especially for those of you that have anxiety. Cashews are very good for anxiety. So nut melodies, I guess you could say, or nut mixes are a very good way to curb your appetites if you're going to start moving into phase three, because you're going to do a shake in the morning, you're going to have a meal in the afternoon, and then you're going to be doing a shake at night. And that, yes, that's only one meal a day, and that's having two shakes a day, and then meal in the afternoon, then meal in the morning with your shakes, meal in the afternoon with your shakes. Hold on, holy mackerel. Meal, shake in the morning with your supplements. Meal in the afternoon with your supplements, and then shake at night. So that is the way I want you to do this cleanse. And for those of you that have the weight loss program in your packet, it explains that. Those of you that have the cleanse, it explains it a little bit differently. They tell you to that you can choose your supplementation differently. In all intents and purposes, the way that I want you to do it, shake in the morning with your supplements, lunch with your supplements, and then shake at night alone. So that's the way I want you to go through that process. And it's fantastic, and you're going to do that for the next 2 weeks. And what you're going to start to notice is that you're going to start feeling changing, less bloating. Your digestive tract also, actually this is a good point, because I know there's a lot of people that are doing this for digestion. you can notice that your digestive tract is a little bit slowed down during this process. Do not, you know, just stay, don't worry about that. That is because you're getting less food in your body. So that's, it's very, very, very normal. It's not that slowed down, it's just you don't have as much waste. So that's why it's important for those of you that do have some digestion issues to make sure that you increase your roughage. So make sure you increase very, very high in salads. Have a lot of salads, but don't worry if you're not, you know, if your regularity is the same and it doesn't improve. Because once you start to bring your diet back to normal, which we'll talk about what normal will be after after this 30-day challenge, then you'll start to notice that your digestive tract, things start to be a little bit more regular. So, you know, it's we're doing this to decrease inflammation and change the way that our stomach digests food. And then in the interim while we're doing this, our taste buds are changing. We're eating less food, so our body is transferring our energy source from carbohydrate dependency to fat stores, which are our fat cells. So you have more energy throughout the day. You're clearer because your fat, remember, when you break down your fat stores, you become a lot less toxic because just the fact of breaking down carbohydrates makes you toxic. So when you're starting to eat like this and you're starting to eat less food to maintain, you know, maintain your build and to maintain your true weight, you are able to it just fuel your brain with ketones and such a much, much, much more stable energy source. And like I said, when I went to school, when I was younger, I went to UMass Amherst for nutrition, and the old stuff out there was not, you weren't taught to eat this way. You were taught to eat, you know, the food pyramid, grains and dairy, you know, meat, and then just a little sugar on top. That stuff has all been disproven. It is out the window. The way that you want to start to look at your food is you want to eat less food. Your timing of food is important. On our next call, which will be in Jay Peak, so I'm going to have to figure out the timing of that next call. It might be that Monday instead of Sunday. But the time, oh, no, Monday's Super Bowl. Well, we'll figure it out. I'll send out an email. But the timing of your food is very, very, very important. And we're going to talk about that next time because as our what's next, right? So we do 4 weeks of gluten-free. Well, what do we want to do moving forward? And that is what we're going to talk about on our next call. This call, I just really wanted to highlight that you will start feeling changes now from this point moving forward. And we're starting our cleanses for all of you that are doing that. We're starting that tomorrow. You're going to start tomorrow with a shake. And in that shake, whether you're doing the fat one, the fat loss one, or you're doing the cleanse, this is typically how I make mine. That the shake has stevia in it. Stevia, to me, is a sweetener. Some people love it. I don't like it. So I do my shakes like this. I do it in a blender. So I'll put my shake in a blender, and I'll use almond milk. And then I'll put the protein in. And then I'll also put half an avocado in there. And then in order to kill the stevia taste, I'll add some cinnamon. And that's typically what my shake is. Now, sometimes if let's say I'm going to be working out or I want a little bit sugar in the morning, I'll use a quarter of a banana. And, you know, that's an option. Some people, bananas a little bit higher in sugar, but you can use some blueberries just to quarter of a cup of blueberries, not a lot, or strawberries, quarter of a cup of fruit. So whether it's strawberries, don't have a quarter of a cup of strawberries and a quarter of a cup of blueberries, which would be half a cup, just a quarter of a cup of fruit. Because fruit, I just did a Facebook Live on this, it has a lot of sugar, so you really want to stay away from sugar in the morning time in general. We'll be talking more about that on our next call. So, just to kind of, again, congratulate you on getting to week 3 of the gluten-free challenge. This is fantastic. Going through week 3, you're going to, like you said, you're going to start feeling a lot different. So now, I know that there are a bunch of people on the webcast, and then there are also a bunch of people on the phone. So if you have any questions and you're on the webcast, you can type in the question now. Let me just go to see and approve questions. Good. All questions are approved. And if you are on the phone, you can hit star 2 on your phone, and then that will allow you to raise your hand. And once I refresh my screen, I can see if anybody's hands are raised. And let me see. Again, star 2 on your phone. I don't see anything. Let me go to my webcast, see if there are any questions coming in here. Let me refresh. And going once, going twice. I do not see any questions. Congratulations, guys. Again, good job on getting it to week 3, and I'll look forward to speaking to you. Just look out for my next email, and I'll let you know the timing of our next call. Great? Great job. Congratulations, and go Pats.
The moderator has left the conference.